Warralilly pre-game interview.
Down inside the Collingwood camp to get things underway as we started season 2023. Thanks to Warralilly, get 15k towards your home deposit when you build your new home with one of the participating builders at Warralilly. Scotty Selwood, he wears the long sleeve 49 for St Mary's, but tonight he is part of the coaching staff for Collingwood, and he's with Jason Doherty. Jace?
Yes, thanks, Kingy. I think he wears 33 sometimes too. You just change it up, don't you, Scooter, sometimes at St Mary's?
I literally just get what I'm given, to be honest with you. As long as it's long sleeve to hide my skinny arms. Now, that's the only reason why I wear it. So I've got big string arms now, so I'm just literally just trying to hang in there for an old boy.
And there's no Versace down this side of the town either. It's just the Nike stuff down here for the Magpies. But coming off a couple of losses, a big game for both teams obviously, but for your boys, just to get back on track.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really simple focus for us, just to get back to what we do really well. And classy teams like Geelong will try and take that away, so we're going to come back to pressure and what that looks like for us, and try and apply as much heat as we can on the ball, and try and get better turnovers at higher up the ground, and then score off those. So that's sort of the plan at this stage. But in saying that though, Geelong's just such a classy outfit that we've got to be aware that they could do a lot of things to us that could take that away. So it should be a pretty full-on game tonight, I think.
Scooter, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny Cass and Neildy talking to you. We had Joel on last Saturday night talking about his book. I haven't read the book yet, but you're happy with the amount of mentions you got through it?
Probably thought it could have been a few more, if I'm completely honest. But if the book wasn't about me, I still would have always said that. So, no, he did a really good job. I did just say that I'm surprised he actually got through one book, but knowing that it was about himself, I reckon it's not a bad one for him to get through. But he did an incredible job. I mean, he had such a great career and so much to write about, and it probably just shows a really good reflection of what the Geelong Footy Club is and what it's been for a long time, which is something that I'm really proud to be a part of as a past player, and something that I know they hold so dearly as to who they are as a club and what they're doing and where they're going.
No Nick Dacos tonight. He's been so important for you this year. Nobody can replace him, but how does the midfield group ensure that there's still the impact there?
It's a good question, isn't it? I mean, we've toyed around with that. We're going to try and pick a flexible side tonight to be able to move some pieces around when we want to. So at different times, you'll see Paddy Lipinski play a bit more midfield time. You'll see Jack Chris come in there at different times. You'll see potentially Jamie Elliott come up and play a little bit of midfield time too. So we're trying to create a bit more flexibility so we can try and hit it at different angles and different ways and fresh legs in there all the time, and see how that goes.
Scotty, it's Benny Cass. They reckon that in Joel's book there was going to be a chapter on how long it took you to do your university degree, but they had to take it out because it was 400 pages. It turned it into like the Ten Commandments. It was going to be like a 1,000-page book, so they had to take that out. Listen, I wanted to ask you, last week I turned the TV on and I saw Nathan Murphy sort of get shot off the grassy knoll. At one stage I sort of thought rigor mortis had set in and he was about to decompose on the ground. And he's playing this week. I've heard of magic spray, but that's ridiculous.
It is good magic spray. I don't know what's actually in it, but he has done a good job. I mean, the initial diagnosis was 2 to 3 weeks with a syndesmosis. And once he got moving, I think the scans are always a little bit difficult to tell as to how they're feeling. So, yeah, Murph's out there tonight. And don't worry, he's copped it a fair bit from the Collingwood boys.
I was going to say that.
Oh, it's ridiculous the amount of carry-on he had last week and the amount of media attention he got for a role player. And he's well aware that, he's probably got too much media attention for who he is.
You think there might be a career in the soccer for him? They tend to sort of go down a little bit like that.
That's a good chance, isn't it?
Very, very good chance. Jamie Elliott, obviously the Cats will be focusing on him. He's kicked 31 goals. He's in, he's 30 years of age, in career best form, though. He's so dangerous. We were just talking about it, we came off air, that even though he's only 178, he's more of a lead-up sort of forward and gives you that option, which allows you then maybe not to play as tall up at that end of the ground.
Yeah, and that's one of the things he does give us flexibility is Jamie, and he can play tall or small depending on what we need on the night. Sometimes we play him as a key and we're really comfortable with it, and knowing that he could have a tall defender or a small defender, we probably expect Busey or Collar to spend a fair bit of time on him tonight. So maybe bring them up around the ball a little bit and shoot him forward and get him on his run. Get them on the run, hopefully will look good for us. But we also like him one out, 1v1, and bring the ball to ground and let him do his work.
House and land packages available at Warralilly. Check out warralilly.com.au. Speaking with Pies assistant coach Scotty Selwood, here's Mark Neild.
G'day, Scotty. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yes, I'm well. Happy to wish you all the best tonight, but I hope next week, mate, your pasta sauce does weird things to your stomach and you can't line up against South Barwon when you're masquerading for St Mary. So no good luck to you next week, but happy you go all right tonight.
I appreciate that, mate. I'll be dropping off and trying to be a seventh defender all the time anyway. So
yeah, I noticed that last time you weren't too keen to get near any of our players, but you did dominate the game and I'll provide
some... Just yell at everyone.
Yeah, that was me, actually. I will be yelling at you. I'll be the loud one. Righto, now we'll leave that for a moment. Now,
come on, you two.
Now, what I'm really interested in, so your coaching group, your club's been flying for nearly 2 years, and rightly so. You're playing a brand of footy. Everybody talks about it. That's because we love watching you guys play, and everything sort of turns up gold, if you like. You've lost a couple in a row. How's that been handled by the group, include players and coaches, and have you noticed a difference? I'm really interested in that.
Yeah, there has been a difference, but sometimes when you try and hide those differences or shield those differences, I think is sometimes the biggest mistake. So we just address them it's not that we made light of them, but we address them in a way to say, hey, what does it look like when we play our best? And coming back to that, Fly's an 80-20 guy and always focusing on what we do really well 80% of the time and just addressing what we do poorly or can do better 20% of the time. So nothing really changed in terms of our philosophy. It's just the fact that it was off the back of a loss. We come together and we just refocused a little bit and cleared the air a tiny bit, but there wasn't a whole lot to clear. Like, the boys were pretty steadfast in how they're going, and a few small mistakes put us 26 points behind at the start of the game last week, and then all of a sudden we tried to play a bit too desperate. So we just want to get back to playing our way and being ferocious at the contest in a high-pressured game and see where that comes of it.
Mate, the other thing I'd be interested, just a little bit deeper, I suppose, from a coaching group and just a philosophy and an approach. You spoke about Fly being you're very much 80-20, and that's terrific because that's what we see from externally. Now, what about the focus on Geelong tonight versus the focus just on yourselves? What's that been like? Has that changed? Because you hear stories sometimes with coaches, they might lose a couple and all of a sudden their focus goes a little bit more opposition to take stuff away from them, and it shifts a little bit away from this is what we're good at.
I think because we've played the Cats already this year, there's a little bit of known of what we may get. Or like, we probably expected different Cats to what we got round one and what they come and presented against us. So we spoke a little bit about just adjusting throughout the game and knowing that our game plan can adjust to all those type of plans that they're going to have for us, and we can go back at them. So it's almost reframing it in a way to say that, you know, what comes from them is still within our repertoire to say we can handle that, and then we can manage that, and then we can exploit it back the other way with these type of plays or these type of energy in how we move the ball.
Scotty, one last one before we let you go. Last week, Joel said that the most, you know, he's obviously been tanning his torso over there for a decent sort of period, and he said that the most bizarre place that he got recognised was on a train, and a native of France recognised him. And where's the most bizarre place you've been recognised? And don't sort of say like Hamlin Heights or Herne Hill.
I'm not sure, mate. It's a really good question. I must admit, there's probably a couple of drunken nights overseas that you hear the name get thrown out, and you quickly run the other way because you're probably not really sure what you're up to at that time. So, mate, to be honest with you, no one ever really recognised me. They just thought I was Joel if it was that way anyway. So it was never a case of that for me.
Scoot, Devin Smith is an avid listener of K-Rock Football. Can you set his mind at ease that you won't be lining up against Lara tomorrow?
No, I'll be running around tomorrow. Oh. I'm looking forward to it. But like always, I'll be trying to make myself loose as much as possible and see if I can take the kickouts tomorrow.
And was good. Scotty, don't take this the wrong way, mate. I hope you get two of the biggest corkies of all time.
And wasn't it good of the AFL to put Collingwood and Essendon on the Friday night so you could play round 18 as well in the GFL?
I know. It was very kind of them. I may have to head to Perth to give my wishes to my best mate who's finishing up over in Perth. But for the Eagles in Luke Shuey, so yes. I'm not too sure if I'll make that one or not. But
go a week
I'll
early.
Maybe I might go. Depends how we go tonight. I might not have a job after tonight anyway, so we'll see how we go.
Well, Scooter, if you don't, you know there's always a spot in the K-Rock box for you anytime. You're more than welcome to join us if things don't work out.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure to talk. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight.
Cheers.
Scotty Selwood joining us there. So he'll play tomorrow. Oh, gee, Shane Stone and Dev Smith must be rapt to hear that a bloke with 160-odd AFL games is just going to roll for the first time in a month too.
Warra Lilly pre-game interview.